Here now with Western Kentucky wide receiver Taywan Taylor. And Taywan, for those who have yet to see you play, and Eagles fans are really excited about your game, but for those who haven't seen you play, what is a quick scouting report of how you play?
I'm a very versatile player. I can attack the field deep. I feel like that's one of my strengths, going deep, stretching the field, putting pressure on the defense, and also being available in many positions. I can play multiple positions. My coach, he put me in the slot this year, wanted me to come out the backfield a little bit this year. So being versatile and increasing my value in that aspect, I feel like it's one of my strengths.
Where do you think is one area throughout your career that you've improved the most at Western Kentucky?
Most definitely is my route running. I pride myself on that this offseason. I took some time out of my day, some extra time every day to go in and run routes to jog through and work on my sticks and my cuts, because I know that that's key. That's going to be key at the next level, being able to create separation and being fast and things like that. So I really pride myself on that this offseason. I think I really improved my game.
It's interesting because a lot of people look at someone that runs a sluggo or some kind of double move and they say, oh, what a great route runner. But there's so much more that goes into that. What's that underrated part that fans and some analysts don't really think about when it comes to route running?
It's really a craft. It's a technique. You got to really pride yourself and you really got to study and take time to learn it and do it. It's one thing to just go out and run routes, but then it's another thing to be able to execute and get open. Like I said, create separation. Because that's key. You're going to have some of the best at the next level. DBs, great size, some of them strong, some of them got good speed. And you ain't going to always win with your athletic ability all the time. So you got to be able to have technique, and you got to be able to pay attention to details so that way you can be able to win.
You've seen a lot of guys from Western Kentucky go to the NFL. What's one piece of advice that you know you have to take moving into the league?
I have to most definitely have that work ethic. Guys before us at my school at Western, like you said, some of those guys, they definitely had that work ethic. And coming from a small school, we had that chip on our shoulder. So that kind of drives us a little bit, and it adds some fuel to the fire, you know what I'm saying, because may not have always played against the best competition, but we all know what we're capable of. And me as a player, I definitely know what I can bring to the table as a receiver, and I definitely know that I can be a great player at the next level.
One thing that was definitely apparent to me watching, you guys went up against some great teams. Even though the competition wasn't consistently great, who was some of the best corners that you went up against during your time at Western Kentucky?
Some of the best corners, I have to say, most definitely be some corners from Alabama. Marlon Humphrey, Eddie Jackson, and Jamal Adams, Tre'Davious White. I mean, those guys, they play physical, they play fast, and they challenged me. They made me way better. Just after playing those teams like that and players like that made me better, and I was able to, you know what I'm saying, put pressure on those other teams that I went up against. And I learned so much in games like that. Like I said, I couldn't always win with my athletic ability in those games, so I had to pay attention to my craft, so that way I was able to win and create separation on them guys as well.
Last question for you, Taywan. What's one area of your game that, based off the feedback you've gotten from scouts, you want to improve on going to the next level?
I most definitely want to be able to improve on my blocking. That's one thing I want to pay attention to as I go through this process and leading up to the next level, because I know that that's going to be key. Being useful away from the ball, I know that means a lot. And coaches, they see that on film. They can see that you care. It's not always about your success. It's about the team's success. So I want to be able to create plays for my teammates, you know what I'm saying, and help them create, be playmakers as well.